This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي وخلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد وصلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead Him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one to guide Him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and His messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from the two of them He spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. When we ask the question why the community masjid is not having Juma or any mass gatherings during this pandemic, I just wanted to use this time to give our answer. Allah says, say, never can anything befall us save what Allah has decreed. He is our Lord Supreme, and in Allah let the believers put their trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to recognize that He is the Lord Supreme. We say Allahu Akbar, but do we really believe it? He is in command of all things. He has given the earth, this pandemic. And it is a test for all of us, Muslims and not yet Muslims. You know, we have to understand that Allah tells us to follow those that know. Allah also commands us, He says, to ask those who know if you do not know. And again, it doesn't necessarily mean that we need to ask the Islamic scholars, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, he would go to people who knew, people who had certain expertise who weren't necessarily Muslims in his time. So he would use the knowledgeable people of his day in order to get answers to questions that he may have had. You know, many people have been giving us information about this pandemic. And then these are people who have studied epidemics and pandemics for many, many years. And we must take them seriously, brothers and sisters. Many people have chosen to listen to other people who are not experts in this field and who follow conspiratorial theories and that are not based in science. So again, we have to be careful. The Prophet ﷺ said, seeking knowledge is compulsory on every Muslim. Wisdom is the lost property and knowledge is the lost property of a believer. And he also says that the superiority of the learned person over the devout is like that of the moon over on the night when it is full over the rest of the stars. You know, so that's how bright a learned person shines over a person who is less than learned. You know, as Muslims, we have to place safety over rituals, you know, the rituals that we are required to complete. Even during Ramadan, if you're ill, you're not allowed to fast. If you're on a journey, you're not allowed to fast. You get an option. You know, so Allah does not want us to cause ourselves harm in our desire to worship Him. We're not a fatalistic deen, brothers and sisters. You know, even in Hajj, when I went there last year, there were over 2 million people there for Hajj. But this year, they pared it down to 1,000. And nobody outside of the peninsula of Saudi Arabia could come into the country for Hajj. So they made accommodations based on this pandemic. Even many masajids have been closed or opened on a limited basis during this pandemic. This is a trial for all of us, and we can't be acting as if this is normal times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and most certainly we shall try you by your means of danger and hunger and loss of worldly goods, of lives and of wealth, but give glad tidings unto those who are patient in adversity. Again, give glad tidings to those who are patient in adversity, who when calamity befalls them, they say, verily unto Allah do we belong, and verily unto Him we shall return. It is they upon whom their sustainer's blessings and grace are bestowed, and it is they who are on the right path. And again, these are words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a test, brothers and sisters, and we must see it as such, and we must weather the test with patience. The Majlis of Shura of Metro Atlanta, consisting of the following masajids: Atlanta Masjid of Al-Islam, the Community Masjid of Atlanta, Masjid Al-Bayina, Masjid Al-Mukminun, and Masjid Quran, and also Masjid Taqwa. You know, we have taken the position that we will not begin to have Juma until there's a 14-day decline in the number of COVID-19 cases reported to the CDC. The Majlis is in constant contact with the CDC, and we meet amongst ourselves twice weekly to consult. You know, all of us miss the fellowship of Juma, brothers and sisters, but to continue to hold services without observing safe protocol is putting lives at risk. It's putting lives at risk. Allah commands the believers to obey Allah and to obey the Prophet and those who are in authority. You know, again, you know, we have to hear and obey, brothers and sisters. So if the leaders of the local masajids has taken this position of postponing services, on what dalil or proofs do you base your actions of gathering in an unsafe manner on? You know, we are facing what would be described as a plague, and we have received guidance on how to manage ourselves during plagues. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you hear of an outbreak of plague in the land, do not enter it. But if the plague breaks out in your place, while you are in it, do not leave that place. And that's from Bukhari, Sahih Hadith. You know, Muslims are moving about as if these are normal times, and they are not. We must take this pandemic seriously, brothers and sisters. I've been warning about this pandemic since the winter because there was so much information on international news sources, and I presented all my thoughts to the community in earlier this winter. You know, we have to contemporize our deen and not just be sheep, not just follow blindly. The Prophet ﷺ said, do not graze a sick herd with a healthy one, or do not put a sick patient with a healthy person. Again, Bukhari and Muslim Hadith, in other words, social distancing. You know, he did not allow his faith to overshadow his reason. He took precautions to avoid getting sick, but he was able to modify his practices as needed. The Prophet ﷺ, he accepted the oath of allegiance from a person suffering from leprosy and without taking his hand. Brothers and sisters, we must practice in a way that we do not cause harm to one another. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever believes in Allah in the last day should not harm his neighbor or physically a person who's physically next to themselves. And that's from Bukhari as well. He knew what his obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were, but he modified his practices based on environmental conditions. On the cold, rainy nights, You know, the muezzin would say, pray in your homes, pray in your homes, pray in your homes. If the conditions are not right, we can pray in our homes. Another recommendation is to engage in cleanliness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He has succeeded who purifies it. Truly, Allah loves those who keep themselves clean. Clean your garments. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also emphasized and elaborated on this in several hadith, stating that cleanliness is half of our faith, and no salat is accepted without the wudu or the purification. And again, blessings in food lies in washing the hands before and after eating. Again, ancient wisdom necessary for contemporary times. And also, as the scientists are saying today, practice the three W's. Practice the three W's. It's a way of avoiding getting contaminated. In other words, watching your distance, wearing a mask around people, and also washing your hands. The three W's, we need to follow them. You know, we have to show good judgment in how we weather this trial. Let us avoid putting others at risk in the name of ibadah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us respite, we should take it, and we should use this time to increase our iman and our knowledge of this deen. Again, the communities that are members of the Majlis Ashura have committed to resume Jummah when Georgia shows a 14-day decline in new COVID cases, as reported to the CDC. And please, may Allah protect us during this pandemic. May Allah protect us all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, cleanliness, again, is half of our faith. And alhamdulillah, and praise to Allah, fills the scale. And subhanallah and alhamdulillah fills up what is between the heavens and earth. And prayer is a light, and charity is a proof of one's faith, and endurance is a brightness, and the Holy Quran is a proof on your behalf or against you. All men go out in the early morning and sell themselves, thereby setting themselves free or destroying themselves. Again, it's based on what we do each and every day. May Allah guide us. May Allah give us the necessary hikmah to practice this wisdom, practice this hikmah during this time of trials. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Our Lord, do not impose blame upon us if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which did lay on those before us. Our Lord, and burden us not with that which we have not the ability to bear, and pardon us and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector, and give us a victory over the disbelieving people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings.